And welcome back to WSHIT's Jesus Junior Hour. Every Sunday, we have an opportunity to talk to our youngsters about the Lord and His place in their hearts. Today, we talk to little Billy Branger, who's been with the congregation since he was just an eight little bitty spermicide. Billy has some things to say about the Lord. He is a happy, joyful, proud young man. Let's hear that happy word from the Lord, Billy. Go on, preach it. We are going to check on little Billy and make sure he is okay. We will be back after this commercial break.
On this episode of the commercial break.
If you're not well, that and the court believes that you need somebody to help you with that, I don't...
Yeah.
I'm reluctant to believe that the court would just say, yeah, be a slave to your father, essentially, mm-hmm. without some kind of something saying this girl needs supervision, yeah. right? She needs some help with her finances and other stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'll be interested to see how this all plays out, like everybody else, because, you know.
Because we're nosy.
Because I give a shit. Yeah, because I give a shit. I don't know. Because I'm nosy. At first I was like, who fucking cares? And now I'm like, I fucking care. Actually, I want to find out what happens with it.
Tony was right.
Hell yeah.
Hold up. Is there a light on in there?
He's generating electricity. Wait a second. Did Bigfoot pay the power bill? Hold on. Is that AT&T U-verse? You can record four shows at once.
Hell yeah, there's a light on there.
Why would there be a light on in there?
That's a damn good question.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That, now you're talking sense.
Well, guys, the production crew actually... Oh, I shouldn't say that on camera. I'm sorry. Take two.
I just got the old penis knocked in the dirt by that electric fence.
Did he just say he's got the old
penis?
He just
said he got his penis knocked in the dirt.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
It's another episode of The Commercial Break. Woo! Hey, how you doing? Welcome to the show. I'm Brian. This is Kristen. And
happy holidays.
Best to you, Kristen.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. I thought we almost had the big one there. Yeah. I thought that was it. I thought we were done.
The studio's up in flames.
I won't get into all the dirty, nitty-gritty specifics here, but Chrissy and I were sitting here, and smoke started coming out of the microphone. I was like, oh, shit, here it goes. We're all going up in flames. Like a White Snake concert. Great White concert. I shouldn't make fun of that. Like, 58 people died, and that's a horrible tragedy. But you get the point.
There are enough random cords and things in the studio.
Well, the microphone was just making a weird noise, and so Chrissy and I were trying to get to the bottom of it, and then we're sitting here just kind of, you know, the show starts and the music's playing, and then all of a sudden, like, a little smoke started appearing out of the thing, and I was like, ah! But quickly figured out it was nothing to be concerned about. If you see us go up in flames in this particular episode, know that we loved you very much.
All right. This has been fun, Brian.
And we will broadcast this because we have obligations to our sponsors. I hereby thee give permission to my wife and advertise cast to run this episode.
Yes.
Even if we die.
Astrid's will take off like wildfire.
I know, Astrid. That's what I said. If Astrid and Jeff took over the show, we'd probably have a million listeners in a minute.
Behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes. DCB. Yeah.
The spouses tell all.
The real stars were the ones who weren't talking the whole time. That's how it works. That's how it always works. You're alive. You're worth more dead than you ever will be alive. Speaking of a million listeners, we're about there. So congratulations to you, my friend. We'll celebrate that when the moment comes.
Absolutely. That's another bottle of bubbly.
Yeah, that's a big accomplishment to have a million listeners. So, and I wanted to say this additionally. I wanted to give a little bit of additional shout out. That is to Miss Marianne from Louisiana.
Nice.
Who reached out to us, and she asked if we could get an update on Bodie, the dog from Dean Bodie. Remember the song? Here's how it goes,
yes.
In case you don't remember. Good girl, Bodie. Good girl. Good girl, Bodie's the best dog in the world. .com. Dean Bodie is, of course, he's a podcaster that we've talked about before here. He does two shows a day. He's like just this guy who just keeps plugging along on his podcast, plugging and plugging. Go to DeanBodie.com if you want more information on his show. But we kind of fell in love with the fact that he's always sing-songy everything in his...
I know, he sounds so happy.
The other day I was listening to it and he was like, zippity-doo-da, zippity-yay, my oh my, it's a Dean Bodie day. I was like, wow, go, Dean, good for you. But Marianne from Louisiana wanted an update on Bodie, and so I did get an update on Bodie. Bodie is still alive and kicking and doing well and following Dean wherever he goes. So there's your update, Marianne. We thought we'd give it to you live here on air. Also, it's interesting to note, on another note altogether, something completely different, that Britney Spears' father has now filed for disillusionment of the conservatorship.
I saw that. Yeah. But I don't free think, Britney.
I don't think all is as it appears. Mm. I think that her attorney, and I read this, and I think it's an interesting standpoint. You tell me what you think.
Okay.
The thought from the person writing this article, which I agree with, the attorney, her attorney, has never directly asked for the ending of the conservatorship. He's never asked for that. They are just asking for Jamie Spears, her father, to be taken
to be
off.
Removed.
Yeah, to be off, yeah. And to have the conservatorship not be so tight. Allow her to do things with her money and her travel and all this other stuff.
Right.
To which her father replies, "I do. Whatever's being told out there is just wrong."
Mm.
So he's making an offensive move to play defense. He's saying, okay, you really want the conservatorship to go away? It'll go away. And you don't have to have a mental evaluation in order to do that. No evaluation needed, which forces the hand of the attorney. Now the attorney has either got to say, I agree with this, or I don't agree with this. If he says, I agree with this, and they have a mental evaluation, and it turns out Britney is not okay, well, then the lawyer is going to be in some trouble, it's
trouble.
And the lawyer is not doing what's best for his client. Mm-hmm. So I think this is defense by offense is what's
actually
going
on. I think we've got a lot more to see on this. She did just announce her engagement.
So she did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And apparently, you know, I don't know. Something's there.
There's some things we don't know.
We don't know.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Got to be.
I know conservatorships are notoriously hard to end. I understand not everybody's in love with Jamie Spears and the way that he's handled his daughter's stuff, but anytime his daughter has been in trouble, she's gone running to her father, and her father has seemed to right the ship, right? And now conservatorship is a big deal, and it does kind of hold you down, so to speak.
Yeah.
But if you're not well, that and the court believes that you need somebody to help you with that, I'm reluctant to believe that the court would just say, yeah, be a slave to your father, essentially, without some kind of something saying this girl needs supervision, right? She needs some help with her finances and other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be interested to see how this all plays out.
Me
just
too.
Like everybody else, because, you know.
Because we're nosy.
Because I give a shit. Because I give a shit. I don't know. Because I'm nosy. At first I was like, who fucking cares? And now I'm like, I fucking care. Actually, I want to find out what happens with this. It's that time of the show when I gotta let you know that TCB Podcast is the place to go for all the show notes. More information about Chrissy and I, all the audio and video right there at tcbpodcast.com. You can also get your collectible sticker by giving us the information at tcbpodcast.com. Just click on the button, find out how you get that collectible sticker, and drop your information right there. We never sell your information or give it to sponsors. We just use it to actually send you the sticker and communicate with you in the future. 661 BEST, the number 2 YO, 661-237-8296. Text us or leave us a voice message. If you have any show ideas, you'd like to ask us a question, or tell us how much you really hate our voices. Remember, www.tcbpodcast is where you go to connect with us on social media and get your collectible sticker. And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hey, Brian.
Yes.
Knock, knock.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey, are your credit card bills piling up and those interest rates keeping you up at night?
That is strange that you ask, my friend Chrissy Hoadley, because Lightstream, a division of SunTrust, is actually a brand new sponsor of ours here on the commercial break. And by the way, yes, to answer your question, yes, credit card bills keep me up at night.
Oh my gosh. Well, I think, you know, during the pandemic, things were really crazy. Some people, you know, lost their jobs and needed to kind of supplement with credit cards. Now maybe they've got another job again and they're looking to kind of pay things down. And those interest rates make it so hard to do, really make any headway at 19, 20, 22%.
It's crazy. Some of my credit card rates start at like 13 or 14%. And I mean, I don't have 900 credit score, but I also don't have a bad credit score. And these fixed rates start at 4.98% APR for people with excellent credit and an auto pay discount. And the interest rate is fixed for the entire life of the loan, which is the best part about, in my opinion, that's the best part about it, because you never have to worry about fluctuating rates, or maybe, you know, you have a bad month and you pay a bill late and then all of a sudden you're paying 5% more on your credit cards than you were before. LightStream knocks all that stuff away. It basically locks in your rate at very low rates. Now, I think we should also tell the listeners, this is not a payday loan. This is not for people who have checkered credit history. This is for people who have been financially responsible otherwise and maybe hit a little bit of a rough spot during the pandemic.
Yeah, you know, you might have two or three credit cards that you've been kind of spacing things out, and now you're trying to pay one down and you're paying minimum payments on the other, and it feels like you're spinning your wheels and not getting anywhere. So I think this is a great option as far as being able to consolidate everything into one place with one monthly payment.
I agree with you 100%. I do have to say that one of the things that causes so much stress in everyone's life is concerns about money. And so I think the people at LightStream honestly are trying to help by offering these low rate loans from $5,000 to $100,000 so that you can get a little bit of relief, and specifically probably consolidating your credit card debt. The good people at LightStream are offering a discount to TCB listeners if you go to lightstream.com/TCB. That's lightstream.com/TCB. LightStream.com/TCB. And if you do that, you get a special rate discount because you're a TCB listener and because the people at LightStream are a sponsor of the show. So we encourage you to...
I'm already thinking about doing this.
I honestly am. We were talking to the people at LightStream and we were both like,
this is a great idea.
Yeah. Does it count if we do it?
And it does.
Yeah. So the good people at LightStream are offering these locked in low rate loans from $5,000 to $100,000 for people with good credit or better. You can visit lightstream.com/TCB. That's LightStream.com/TCB for your special rate discount. We'd like to say thank you to LightStream.
Thank you.
And now it's time for the disclaimer. This offer is subject to credit approval. Rates range from 4.98% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rates require excellent credit, and terms and conditions do apply. Offers are subject to change without notice, so please visit lightstream.com/TCB for more information. LightStream.com/TCB for more information.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Back by popular demand. back by popular demand. We have actually had people that have said, can you please do more of this content? Yes, we will.
Okay.
And I waited. I waited a little bit because I want to give it a little breathing room because I know you people get upset out there when we just harp on one. Yeah, yeah. You gotta. We want to make you want it. We want you to want us. That's the way that it is.
I want you to want us.
Oops, I did it again.
I didn't follow through.
Yeah, I didn't follow through on shit. Sorry about that. I'm not that responsible. Oops. I'm not that organized. Oops, I did it again. I dropped the ball.
As your children would say,
uh-oh, daddy. They're so cute. My son is now in the habit of saying, thank you, daddy. So like, you know, I'll hand him something, you know, and he'll go, thank you, daddy. And I'm like, oh, thank you. No, thank you for being so polite. You. Who taught you that? I certainly didn't. People got really all jazzed about the when we did the Monster Men, the Bigfoot Hunters, the Monster Men, the Whisper Wolves, all that other stuff.
Really
people really liked those episodes, and they said, can you do more of that content? Actually, a number of people sent us in additional content that we could use, like, you know, different Bigfoot shows and episodes and stuff like that. I decided that for the purpose, I had to whittle it down because, you know, there is a lot, and I mean a lot of content out there.
Just like John Popper's weight, whittle it down.
For those of you that don't know, on the you can go back to the monsters, the Ottermen of Zone 6 or the Bigfoot Hunter episode. When you listen to that, one of the monsters they were chasing was attracted to a harmonica. So we called him John Popper. The skinny John Popper running through the woods looking for food. There he is. Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay. So tiptoe around. So a couple things about this. We, Chrissy and I are under the belief, are of the belief that this is pure satire, that obviously no one in the production crew believes that this is actually happening.
Right.
Number two, they always find the monster, but they never get him on camera.
Right.
And number three, the sound men put the noises in there that you're going to hear. Like, there's clearly no monster going, like, you know, the sound of eating people. This is pure ridiculousness that is going on here. But lots of people like it. They like to watch it. And I guess they roll into the fantasy that there might be a monster out there.
Yeah, well, when you're running through the woods of any woods, it could be the woods of, you know, Atlanta.
Yeah, the woods of Atlanta.
You know, at night, you're going to see some things. You're going to see little shadows and
you're more likely to see some crackheads in Atlanta than anything else. But yeah, yeah. Okay. I agree with you. Like, you know, when you're running through, you see shadows. Your mind goes to monster, right? I think that's like almost Pavlovian. It's like a Neanderthal response that something is lurking in the woods. Yes. John Popper. There was another monster called the Yip Yip or the whatever he was called, and he would make noise.
That's how they called him.
That's how they called him. But that's what he also sounded like.
Yes.
Because they could hear him and you could hear it on the actual show. And you were like, wait, hold on. That's just some production guy, like in the craft services.
They got Little Debbie's today.
They got Little Debbie's step cakes. Faygo and Doritos for lunch. By the way, next year we're going to the Gathering of Juggalos. It's a goal of mine.
Okay,
so here it is. Mountain Monsters is what the name of the show.
Monsters.
We all know it. We all love it. Jimmy the camera guy. Oh, shucks. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I was just trying to... I don't know what happened. You guys started yelling and screaming. I ran the other way. I got scared. The doofus cameraman who can never catch these on camera. But
yeah, the other people see it, but missed it.
Can't catch him on the actual episode of TV.
Right.
56 episodes, not one showing of any monsters, but every episode there's a monster.
Yes.
Very close, within feet.
They're so close.
Yeah. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Let's do this. Let's listen to a little Mountain Monsters. Here we go.
Hey, there it is.
Hey, there it is.
all aware, guys. I'm back here taking a pee. Can you take a, got a cell phone camera? You mind taking a picture of it for me? Okay, hold it there. I'll be right back. I'm going to go get some Mountain Dew.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Hell yeah. We're certain we're going to get eaten by a 10-foot creature.
Let's get it.
Let's get it. Come get you some of this.
Look at it.
We found it.
We found it. Where? Where is it? We found it.
It's over there. You don't see it?
No, I'm sorry. I'm over here. Where's there? I got a tree over here. I see a Walmart sign. Is that where it's at? What are you guys talking about? Do you have the camera on? No. I thought we were off air. I don't know. What happened?
Damn.
We come around that bend, and there's that cabin.
I cannot believe we found it.
This place looks creepy.
Man.
So we're going to go into it and investigate without any additional backup. This is where 27 people were eaten by Bigfoot. Limbs are still hanging from the rafters, blood fresh on the walls. And we're going to go in.
Let's go.
Let's do it, guys. For TV, for the sake of Destination America, let's go.
But we came here for a reason.
Guys, let's move in.
Hell yeah, school down now.
It's time to start moving in.
Start moving in like you're a paratroopers. You're the Navy SEALs. Let's move in. 650
pounds. They're doing the finger thing. Swirl. Swarm.
Let's move in. Okay, you there with the long goatee and the straw hat on. You go to the left. I'm 675 pounds. I'll just go straight. And you with no teeth. You go around back.
Tiny was right.
Hell yeah.
Hold up. Is there a light on in there?
He's generating electricity. Wait a second. Did Bigfoot pay the power bill? Hold on. Is that AT&T U-verse? You can record 4 shows at once.
Hell yeah, there's a light on there.
Why would there be a light on in there?
That's a damn good question.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That, now you're talking sense.
Well, guys, the production crew actually... Oh, I shouldn't say that on camera. I'm sorry. Take two.
Buck, we need to go in there and slow, and I think we need to fan out a little bit.
I think we need to go, I think we need to go in there slow because we probably couldn't go in there quick if we wanted to, given your size.
Definitely don't look abandoned.
Hey, hold up.
Sure do.
Is that smoke coming out of the damn chimney?
Let's work up there and see if we can.
Let's go break into someone's private residence.
Sounds like somebody's living there.
Somebody's living there, and we're authorized to go in. Yeah. We've been authorized by the state of Northern Kentucky
to go in.
By the power invested in me by the state of Northern Kentucky, I hereby come in your house.
See who's in there.
Get a damn peek through the window, see if somebody's in there.
Just be ready for anything.
There's got to be somebody in there.
The lights is on.
We heard you 5 times. There's somebody in there. Got to be somebody in there. Is there somebody in there? There's somebody in there. Which one of you is correct? If everybody says it, it makes it true. Every single one of them said, somebody's in there.
Nobody's in there. Somebody should be home.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Dude, there's a pile of blood up here.
There's a pile
what
of blood.
What the hell?
There's a pile of blood.
What the hell?
There's a pile.
Yeah, there's also a couple empty ketchup packets from Waffle House. You think that's got something to do with it? I don't know. I'm just checking.
A pile.
A pile of blood?
Yeah, I think there's it's blood like pile a pool. Yeah. Pile.
There's a pyramid of blood over here. Look at that.
Holy s***.
Dude, it's dripping. It's still fresh.
Hey, it looks like somebody butchered a hole.
Man.
That's going right this way. Look at all this.
You got a blood toe up there, Buck?
Yeah, dude. Look, yeah. Look at it on this leaf. Look at this.
See
this.
See where it's going?
The whole pile of it here, it's all leading straight towards this cabin.
Of course it is.
Of course it is.
Straight to the cabin.
Straight to the cabin. Straight to the front door.
Yep.
Damn. Well, I guess we should still go in, yeah. Even though there's evidence of a murder here and a light on and smoke in the chimney. I'm pretty sure we should still go in. Yeah. With all these lights and cameras and the sound, guys. Let's go.
Fan out.
Move in, guys. Fan out.
What the hell did we get into now, guys?
Oh, we stepped in it now. We're in deep.
There's no turning back.
No turning back now. Yeah. Absolutely no turning back. There's nothing else to do except walk directly into the murderer's cabin with the light on and the smoke in the chimney where the pile of blood is leading to. I see no other option on the table. Yep. If I thought there was another option, we'd get out of here, but we got cameramen on one side and the house full of murderers on the other side. Looks like we're going in for the murderers. Right. We've got a path back to our cars on one end and a murderous monster inside of this cabin.
In a creepy cabin.
Watching TV. Yeah. Currently cooking human flesh on the chimney. Waffle House on the other side. I think we have.
That's the only
option. I don't
know.
I don't want to take my chances with the path to Waffle House.
That's the only option.
I'll tell you what. Doctor said I got to stay away from the cholesterol. You know what I mean?
Damn.
You know what I mean?
Dude, look. Look. Yeah. Holy. Holy. Look at that hatchet. Hell. Someone's been hurt by it.
Is that a handprint?
It's a handprint on the hatchet.
What's that back there laying, Doc? Looks like
a handprint on the hatchet. Guys, I think you're in a little too much on this one. They're running out of ideas. I can see him storyboarding this one out. It'll be great. We'll have a pile of blood leading to the door, and then on the front porch, there's a hatchet with bloody hands everywhere. Again, see no other way out of this but to continue forward.
Yeah, if don't I worry found, about calling the police.
Yeah, if I that's right. Why would you call the law enforcement? No, they're just going to ignore you anyway. They ridicule Bigfoot hunters.
Yeah.
Somebody's finger.
It's not a finger. It's the lock to the cabin.
Go easy now.
Be easy.
They mistook a finger for a lock?
Huh?
That's no finger.
Even I knew that wasn't a finger, guys. Maybe you have to stick the finger in the lock and turn it. Maybe it's one of those fingerprint keypads on the cabin.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Bigfoot's into technology. That's what I heard. Guy at Radio Shack told me he bought 2 walkie-talkies the other day.
Be careful.
Take easy going up for a buck.
I think someone used this hatchet to break the lock off. That lock's laying there.
Looks that away.
Looks that away. That away. Why did you add an That away.
We get up on the porch, and it looks like somebody busted the lock and went inside. They used this hatchet to break his lock off. Whoever's here, I'm pretty sure they don't belong.
Dude, look, there's blood on the handle.
But we came here for answers, and there's only one way to find them.
We came here for answers. And even if we're clearly going to get murdered, yeah. I'm going to find those answers.
Exactly. Wow. Is that a finger?
Yeah, is that a finger?
No.
Is that a decapitated head still bleeding with the eyes blinking?
Well, I came here for answers.
I promised my wife I wouldn't come back without answers.
Cover me.
I'm knocking on this.
Cover me.
Cover me.
That's the funniest thing that's ever been said on this show that we've reviewed. Cover me. I can't. You're 626 pounds. Oh, man. Cover me indeed.
This door.
Hey, I saw someone throw a red one right there.
What?
What do you got? What do you got? There's somebody walking across you there. Walking that way back there. Listen.
Are they doing ASMR?
Listen.
Cover me. Cover me. Listen.
Oh, this is a good one.
He's watching Fox News.
He's chewing on a human leg. Well, we came here for answers. All right, I'm going in. Cover me.
I'm going to start saying to my wife before I get in the studio, I'm going in. Cover me. Microphone's on fire.
I seen them. They're walking that way. I got you. Go around. Hey, there's one around here. Listen.
We're listening.
Yeah, we're listening. It sounds like
we're ready.
Listen. Can you hear that?
We need more food at the craft services table. Craft services.
Can you hear that? I hear it.
Listen.
It's the whisper wolf.
Bob, we need more makeup. The trailer one. Trailer one.
I heard it. I heard it.
He's cutting cedars and white oaks and log landing. I'm peeking up in that window, and you can hear somebody talking on the phone.
I got a fax from behind.
It must be the murderer.
I mean,
it must be the guy who owns the hatchet right. Who cut off the finger. So I figure, let's go have a friendly conversation with him. Why
knock
not?
On the door.
Let's spook up on him and say, hey, I'm here with Destination America. We're hunting for Bigfoot. Have you seen him? That's a beautiful decapitated head you got. Well, you're not Bigfoot. We'll leave you alone. We're just here looking for answers. Don't mind us. Do you mind if I put this murderous rampage on Destination America in your face? Is that okay? Do you mind? We'll be leaving you alone now.
Yeah.
Great. Good to meet you.
We can hear somebody inside this cabin.
He's up the landing cutting logs.
I think that there's a logger out here, and he might have got attacked by one of these smoke wolves.
Smoke wolf?
Smoke wolf.
Okay. Smoke wolf.
Also known as antelope, the fish community. The hippies. They throw parties in the woods.
Someone is in pain. And took to this cabin for shelter.
We need to help him. Let's go. Come on.
We need to help him. Let's go wrap up his decapitated head.
He need help.
I'm not too fond of these loggers out here.
Easy, Buck, easy.
But if someone's hurt and they're in there bleeding, we got to help them.
Keep your weapons down. We'll knock on the door and see if he'll talk to us.
That sounded like a back door.
Hell yeah.
Go.
Chase him down and kill him. He's dead.
The back door. So they think he ran out the back door.
He ran out the back door and now they're chasing him out the back door. What are you doing? Leave the guy alone. It's his house.
Yeah, he's probably scared.
Yeah, he cut off his finger, and now you guys are running in charging. I'm not too fond of these loggers out here, but in this one case, I'm going to go ahead and help him stitch his finger back on.
Go! Yeah, somebody went out the back.
Chase him down.
Right behind you.
Clearly, we're in the right. He's in the wrong. If I'm the guy inside, I'm shooting you all.
I know, God.
Be careful.
Watch out.
Hold on. What's that?
Careful.
I got blood right over here.
What?
Oh, Dak. Cool.
Man, look at that.
Oh, hell.
He's bleeding bad.
Man, he's really bleeding.
God.
More ketchup on the set, please. More ketchup.
Another pile of blood.
Dude, we got more blood up here.
Look here.
Hey. Hello. Oh, trying to help you, stupid.
I didn't make right up.
I'm trying to help you, stupid.
That's a clip in our... I'm cutting that up as a clip. I'm trying to help you, stupid. I'm trying to help you by breaking into your house with all these cameras. What do you think?
Stupid.
Man, people are stupid. I snuck up on you, broke into your house, trying to help you.
Up there in the woods, straight ahead. Hey! We're trying to help you, dude!
Man, he's staggering all over. He's moving like a deer.
Hold up,
dude, we're trying to help.
We're looking around. All of a sudden, Jeff Marini spots something on the thermal.
Went right through here, but I can't find him.
On the thermal, which is an imaginary tool I made up. There's an app for that. It's on my iPhone.
Now,
it's a damn man climbing up hill like a billy goat. Where in the hell is he going?
Hey, I got a track here. I got a track
here. On him, Buck.
He's heading straight ahead of us.
And looks like you see some blood. In the-
Are those gunshots?
Those are gunshots. Someone was getting killed. Oh, no. That's what the gunshot sounded like. Listen, okay, this particular clip goes on. They find a guy. He's been injured. He hurt himself in a logging accident, but he did see the whisper wolf just yesterday.
Of course he did. Yeah.
I'll spare you all the bullshit because you can tell this goes on. These episodes are 49 minutes long. They do this for 49 minutes. They run around the woods pretending they found something when they... You want to hear another one?
Yeah.
All right.
Miss.
Oh, what the hell? What the hell was that?
I don't know what made that noise we heard today.
Sound like a f***ing elephant.
But he wasn't no damn...
Sounded like Billy with bad gas, if you ask me.
Damn wolf.
This investigation has been rip-roaring from the start. And it ain't slowing down one bit.
That's right. We have been rip-roaring. On fire. It's been rip-roaring. We went to Waffle House. We agreed to pretend like we saw something. We got Billy the cameraman. We came out into the woods. We threw some ketchup on the floor. We pretended there was blood.
We were on fire and all
cylinders. We looked at a tree.
Cylinders.
We called it a nest. We got a harmonica noise. This investigation has been bullshit from the beginning.
We need to haul ass, get out to that farm, and check out what's out there.
Better haul ass.
We need to one more time. We need to one more time go on people's private property to investigate. We have been deputized by Lee County, South Southern Kentucky, to come on your property and look for whisper wolves.
Got one of these old corn carriers right here. This is what brings it out of the field with.
Stay on point up here, Willie. What was that? What the hell was that?
It was the sound guy making sound effect noises.
What was that?
They say that every episode. What
they
was that?
Do,
and the
yeah.
camera shakes around for
yeah,
a few minutes.
Was that?
Finding nothing. Yeah. I just saw him right over there. Didn't you see him? He had big purple eyes. He was going green, running through the wood. Did you catch him? No. I'm not sure what you're talking about. And I was looking right in the same direction. I don't know. I'm scared, though. That I do know.
That come from back over there.
Yeah, bro, you got anything on the thermal?
No. You got anything on the thermal?
The thermal.
You got anything on the thermal? Yep, I got your fat ass.
No, I don't have anything on it.
Well, something sore as hell made a big clam kabang.
A clam kabang?
That old clam kabang.
That old clam kabang. You know when you're eating clams and they go kabang? It's the old clam kabang.
Mm-hmm.
Let's ease down there and see if we can't lay some eyes on it.
Man, this place is creepy.
Whoa. What do you got?
I got eyes.
I just realized I can see. I got eyes. 57 years of life, and I realize exactly how these images are coming into my brain. I got eyes. Man, this place is creepy. What is it? It's a Lens Crafters. This episode of Whisper Wolves brought to you by Lens Crafters.
I can see.
Holy hell.
Just right out over top past that silo right there.
Stay ready.
Me and Jeff, we'll go over here to the left of the silo. You and Wild Bill break to the right.
Yes, sir.
Let's work out to where that bank drops off and see where them eyes went.
All right.
Let's get ready, boys. Let's get ready for a sneak attack.
Ready.
Let's turn on all the lights on the camera and get the sound guy up ahead of us. Yes. We're getting ready for a sneak attack on this very cunning whisper wolf.
This is it up here.
Right there's their trucks. Good deal.
Trucks? They drive trucks now?
Yeah.
Is that what he said? Or tracks?
Tracks.
Huck. Willie. Bill.
Daggone.
Jeff.
David. Bob.
Willie.
June.
Bill.
Jim. Brian. Kevin. Danny. Patrick. I'm sorry, I forgot your name.
They ain't here. Heck, going.
Just missed them.
Just missed them
somewhere.
The note on the door says we went to Chili's for $2.99 for a 16-ounce beer.
Now I get to go out looking for them alone.
Where you guys at?
Hell, them eyes will took off down over the bank here.
Yeah. I ain't picking up nothing on this.
He went down to the whacking tree.
The whacking tree.
He went down to the whacking tree where I used to go and whack it. My grandpapa told me, old Papa Miller used to tell me, don't go down to the whacking tree. Nothing good happens at the whacking tree. But me and the neighborhood boys, we'd go and whack it down at the whacking tree.
Yep.
Until one day we heard a pew pew pew. And we knew it was the whisper wolves.
Whoa.
Pew 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 pew.
Ice broke, isn't it?
Yep, right there's the place they've dented in. Oh, by George, right there.
Wow, that's big.
By George. By George.
He said by George.
Looked like he was headed right down over that hill right there.
I'll tell you what, I don't like being split up as team like this out here. We can get into some heat real quick.
Oh, yeah. I've had a bad feeling all night.
I've had a bad feeling all night. I think it was the Mexican we ate. I could have shit myself. I got to be honest with you. I don't know that I'm going to make it. Leave me here.
Cover
you
me.
Go on. We can't leave you. Leave me here. I got the runs. I'll never make it. I love how these guys see tracks in the woods and they always come up with some long story about what these tracks mean.
Yeah.
This means he went down the bank to the left, to the right, and then he went to go get to the watering hole. After he went to the watering hole, he probably went back to his nest and he killed a couple people, ate them, and snapped their legs in half. That's what these tracks tell me right here.
I ain't seeing nothing.
Oh, I'm seeing those cow tracks.
Ah! What the hell, Billy? Ah! The damn Rock Creek fence! Holy down my leg! Damn, don't walk. Hell yes! Damn!
What's running down his leg?
Are you all right?
Yeah. I got energized there, mister. Holy if I don't get the old heart pumping, by God, that's some extra voltage.
I just got the old penis knocked in the dirt by that electric fence.
Did he just say he's got the old penis?
He just said he got his penis knocked in the dirt.
By electric fence?
By electric fence. What's the music playing in the background? Can you hear that?
I just sent a shockwave through his old body. Just like energized.
Come on, let's go move.
Alrighty. Yes, sir. What's that damn fence?
That's weird.
So
what
weird.
Is that?
Why are they playing dentist office music in the background?
It's Chinese relaxation music. It's the kind of stuff you hear at the spa. You said I get his penis knocked in the dirt. Reminds me of that time I almost had the physical fit challenge and I had to knock my penis into the basketball court.
That's right.
In order to avoid certain destruction.
Huck. Jeff.
Huck. Jeff.
Where are you?
Did you get my playlist on Spotify? It's music to relax to right after you get your dick knocked in the dirt.
Yeah.
It's dick knocking music.
Listen.
That's a pig.
I mean.
You hear that dog? That dog's fired up over something.
Yeah, you. It's you shithead. He's barking
right.
At you. You're on someone's private property fucking with the pigs. You're putting your dick in the dirt.
What the? Oh, no. No. Look here. We got blood. We got all kinds of blood. Look up here.
Piles of it. Right.
Piles and piles of blood. There's a pyramid. There's a ball-shaped blood. There's a Rubik's Cube-shaped blood leading us down to the creek. You hear that dog? That's Nico, the ghost dog.
Here's fresh.
All of a sudden, I look down, and there's blood.
My gosh. Look at this.
My
look at all this blood.
Gosh.
And then I see a steady stream of blood leading all the way up this path.
Streaming up.
Oh, I didn't learn
now
that.
That yet. Is supernatural.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. If it's going upwards, you've definitely got something on your hands. Did you get it, Jimmy?
I got this one. Clearly going right up the mountain. A pile of blood rolling up the mountain by itself. Wow, this is fascinating.
There's something out here.
Yeah, no shit.
Right.
You're going to tell us you're just going to ignore the monster sound that just happened.
Oh, right. You know that's added in.
Yeah, of course. But they make it like they make the action seem like that's what just happened, that the noise just happened. Now I'm pretty sure something's going on. I just had my leg chewed off by something.
Jeff! Huck! Listen, you hear that? I don't know what that noise is, but that ain't no wolf. We're gonna circle this barn. Try to keep a little bit of distance for reaction time.
Keep a little bit of distance for reaction time?
I mean, come on, guys.
Keep a little distance. We're too fast for him. We don't want to be able to get out of the way too quickly. Which Cheeto fingered motherfucker is sitting at home believing this shit? I actually think I know a couple people who might believe this shit. Yeah. They don't catch him on camera because they don't want to be seen. That's why.
That's right.
That's why.
They're elusive.
If you don't believe, that's fine, but don't make the rest of us feel like fools.
Look at this blood. Look at this. Look at this blood.
What the hell was that? Stay ready, guys. Stay ready.
Stay ready.
Stay
ready, guys. Stay low and stay still. If the monster comes toward you to bite your head off, be ready for decapitation. We're going to get answers. That's what we came
That's
for.
That's right. We came for answers.
We came for answers. We lost our heads.
Did you hear that? That's coming from the woods.
I got a light up here.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey!
Hey! I sound like Buck! Huck! Yeah!
Buck!
All right. Is that you?
What the hell? Buck!
What are you doing,
man, I'm
bro?
Glad to see you guys. I'm telling you right now, I still think there's wolves here, but there's something much bigger.
Oh, this proves it.
Our investigation...
This proves it. We heard a noise.
I got my dick knocked in the dirt.
I got my dick knocked in the dirt. We got blood streaming uphill. It's a whole series of events that we're pretty sure equates to something paranormal. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to sit on this information, let it air on Destination America, and then we will call the authorities because we want to be sure. We want to be sure that what we've caught here is a whisper wolf or something much bigger.
Much bigger.
A cow, because it is a farm, and it's very possible that the cow just hurt his little toe and now he's bleeding upstream.
Nation may have got thrown for a loop, but this team, we don't quit. We're still going to prove that there are wolves in West Virginia. And we're going to find out what else is out there, too.
This team doesn't quit because you know what?
Because we've got another show to do.
Because we came for answers. Yeah, I've got another show to do. Got to fulfill a 40 episode contract. That's right. What makes me really sad about Mountain Monsters is that these guys are probably getting paid about $2 million a year to make these episodes. And I mean, I don't need to say anything else. It's just what makes me really sad. We could do this.
We could.
We're doing an ASMR video, and we're going to do a Bigfoot
ASMR.
Hunt video. Yes. Do you want to do a Bigfoot
hunt video?
And we should
do a Bigfoot
in my backyard?
Hunt. Yes.
We'll do it at nighttime?
Yeah.
We'll go out there with flashlights?
We'll get the thermals out.
We'll get the thermals out.
It's your thermal.
And by thermal, I don't mean long underwear.
Yeah. It's a device.
Do you got your thermals? I sure do right here in my squeaky britches. But they're dirty because I got my dick knocked in the dirt. I can't believe he said that was penis knocking. It's a weird thing to say.
I know. And by an electric fence.
By an electric fence, nonetheless.
Oof.
Ugh.
It shocked him right in the penis?
Yeah, right in the scrundle foot.
Oh, dang.
Gave him an instant boner.
But he got right back up,
hey,
didn't
listen,
he? And then
he came for answers.
He came for answers.
He came for answers, and he didn't leave without answers.
Nope.
Well, he didn't leave with any answers, but he came for answers. He's going to leave without answers. Nothing like charging on people's private property and looking for some pretend whisper wolf.
Yeah.
But these guys are bound and determined. Perseverance often pays
off.
What if
we're creeping over into your neighbor's yard?
What if we just, what? Like, in all black?
We're looking for whisper wolves.
What are you doing in my house?
Are you
looking
hurt?
For whisper wolves? Are you hurt? Because I saw blood streaming up the window. Up into the second floor window. You shithead. That's not blood. It's ketchup from my Waffle House. Oh my gosh. TCB podcast.
Always good for a laugh.
I love this one. And we got more. I got like 17 additional clips. So we'll get to another episode.
Yeah.
TCBpodcast.com is where you go. You can read more about Chrissy and I, find all the show notes, watch all the video, listen to all the audio, all from one convenient location, TCBpodcast.com. Go to YouTube.com/TheCommercialBreak or on our Instagram @TheCommercialBreak where you can find content you can't find anywhere else. We're also starting our brand new contest, giving away cold hard cash. Follow our Instagram for more information. We'll tell you a little bit more about that coming up in upcoming episodes. I'm super excited about that contest.
Yes.
I like giving away cash. It makes me happy, actually.
Yeah.
If you want one of the TCB collectible stickers, here's how you do it. Four ways. You catch us at a live event. The next one is at Memfo 2021, October 1st through the 3rd. Go to menfofest.com for more tickets. We'd like to thank CastBox as our partners to go to Menfo, and we'd like to thank Menfo themselves for inviting us and being so accommodating to the Commercial Break, the only podcast that will be at Menfo,
that's
to my
right.
knowledge.
That's
right?
Right.
I'm sure there will be podcasters in the audience, but the only one that's going to have swinging press passes.
Yeah.
So thank you, Menfo 2021. Great concert. Go to MenfoFest.com if you can find more tickets. That's one way you get a ticket, is to meet us at our live events. Number two, you can send us a screenshot or a screenshot of you using a product or service our sponsor sells, or a receipt. Send it to 661, the word best, the number two, the word yo, best to yo, 661, best to yo. Additionally, you can rate and review on your favorite podcast providers. Send us a screenshot of that, 661, best to yo. Or you can leave us a message with the phrase best to you on the phone number, 661, best to yo. Just remember, 661, best, the number two, yo. And then make sure you leave us your address and your name, and we'll send you a sticker.
Yeah.
We're on number one. So we're on number one. And when they're gone, they're gone. There'll be no more left. That's it. Okay. So this is what we do. I say, is there anything else we can get to today, Chrissy?
And I say, I don't think so.
And then
Brian,
I say, I love you.
And I love you.
And then I say, best to you.
Best to you.
And then we say, best to you out there on the podcast audience. And then we additionally say, until next time.
Bye.
A commercial break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram. Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Conno.